There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago.
I am the third world, a term that's been used to mean the people who've been seen as being sickeningly poor. But what's the reason for our lack of power? The real war we must tackle, link the battle that you heard of on the TV channel, making you think we're poor because we're weak and ignorant. Think again, our enemies would lead you to believe backward barbaric methodologies are the cause of the poverty, disease, and failing economies. But all of these are connected to devil revenue. The third world is not underdeveloped, it's overplundered and underfunded. And don't tell me nothing about conditional loans, hypocritical money trap. Give me 10, take 20 back, enforcing the corporate clique you endorse. Foreign investment is a Trojan horse, they rolling with force, claiming to be your savior. McDonald's, McLabor ain't no motherfucking favor. Neither is your greediness, selling outdated computers and data to my neighbor. Later.
Where we're from is a third world.
S1W for another view, telling you who is who in the literature you could take out. We were made out to be barbaric by nature, but wait, sir, how could we be the third when we ancients, our civilizations predates his? It's curious, check the roots of this term to learn its significance. Ça vient de le troisième état, some French. Of tremendous relevance. Le troisième état is the third estate, meaning third-rate citizens in pre-revolutionary France. Hence, third world is an analogy to revolutionary strategy. 200 years ago, they beheaded the king. It's time we do the same thing, cause capitalist kingpins are running things into the trash bin. It has been quite enough, time to call a bluff. IMF and the World Bank, y'all stink, revolt to revolt. With any dignity, the second has collapsed and the first is the worst in terms of causing mass destruction and suffering on a scale of which the earth has never seen. That is something you know, but what you don't is that third world debt is a great big joke. The whole concept of third world debt is a great big lie. Let me tell you why, my friend, peep the irony. All the luxury of Western society is indebted entirely to the ancient sources of resources, slave labor, both technical and medical. So there you go. Now the only way to go is direct unilateral concessions from oppressors. Forget about working together, cause give and take don't make sense. Dealing with the bank, elders shake you down for everything. Funny thing was, you thought they were brought to help us out, but they just suck our blood while some sell us out. Here's some history to help sort it out. In the 40s, the subject of developmental studies was created for money, not scholarly study. Plus, the US, Europe and their buddies were worried that the commies would sway our countries to overthrow the global capital cyclops. But since the second world died off, now it's my job. Down with America, taking you to the next shake war, era, era.
Where we're from is a third world.
In the first, I thirst for justice, and I side with the earth. The terms developed and developing are wrong, cause the West has a way more volatile cycle, disrupting what had been developed and reliable. Further polarizing and risingly unstable. I am the third world truly, and due to the changeable nature of this danger, so might you be. You thought you were not, cause you were taught these deceptive divisions. But now in the West, we see the emergence of third world conditions. 20% of the world's people use 80% of the juice, and 90% of the 80% used by the 20% is controlled by a small number of motherfuckers, and that number. numbers only getting smaller. We got corporations with bigger economies than nations. Think about the implications. The rights of profit-making machines supersede the rights of human beings. This is not development, so I repeat, unilateral transfer. Paying the real debt is the only answer.
We have everything that we need to build houses, daycare centers, hospitals, to feed people, to clothe people. There is no reason that the leading cause of death of children in the world is polluted water. There is no reason that diarrhea is the biggest killer of children. There's no reason for it at all, except because it occurs in this ridiculous system of catastrophic competition and this drive for profits. If we take all of these incredible resources that we have and we control them, then we can solve all these problems. We won't boil mud to make oil. We won't boil rocks to make oil. We won't go back to the coal economy. We'll do something different.